It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, December 11th, 2017. It's the birthday of Russian novelist and historian Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who was born in 1918 in Kislovodsk in the North Caucasus region between the Black and Caspian Seas. His father had studied at Moscow University but left when World War I broke out and died 4 years later in the summer of 1918, leaving Solzhenitsyn's upbringing entirely to his mother. As a child, Alexander wanted to be a writer, and by the 1930s he was sending his work out for publication, but to no avail. He attended the University of Rostov and graduated from the Department of Mathematics and Physics, but he soon went to fight in World War II. His fate would change in 1945 when he was arrested for letters he had written that were critical of Joseph Stalin. After his arrest, he spent 8 years in prisons and labor camps and 3 years in exile. In 1956, after Stalin's death, he was allowed to settle in Central Russia, where he taught mathematics and began writing again in earnest. By the early 1960s, with some loosening of government control, he saw his short novel, One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich, published in a leading literary journal. Based on his own experiences, the little book's authenticity struck a chord with readers, especially since it was the first such work to appear in post-Stalinist Russia. In 1964, however, the political tide soon turned against him when Nikita Khrushchev fell from power and restrictions on cultural activities were reinstated. He lost government-sanctioned publishing privileges and soon had to resort to publishing through underground means. Despite oppression in his homeland, he did find success internationally as publishers abroad clamored to release his work. His book, The First Circle, appeared in 1968, followed soon after by The Cancer Ward. He received the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1970, but he did not go to Stockholm for the ceremony because he was afraid he would not be readmitted to the Soviet Union when he returned. In 1973, the Gulag Archipelago, a literary and historical record of the Soviet prison labor camp system that became a multi-tentacled monster under Stalin, started to appear in installments in Paris, and the KGB seized the manuscript in the Soviet Union. Solzhenitsyn was charged with treason and exiled from his country. He eventually traveled to the United States and settled in Vermont, where he continued to write. His Soviet citizenship was restored in 1990, and he returned home in 1994. 4 years after that, his autobiography, The Little Grain, managed to land between two millstones, Sketches of Exile, began appearing in installments. He died near Moscow 5 years after the final installment was published on August 3, 2008. He was 89. "Own only what you can always carry with you," he once said. "No languages, no countries, no people, but let your memory be your traveling bag." I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for December 11th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.